This is a podcast from the BBC.
What a show today, eh, Chris?
Very, very good one today, it feels.
So we had a really old horse choosing today's banger selection. His name was Jonty.
I like this animal thing. I actually think this might be what we should do with bangers more often. More animals on.
I mean, I think it's fine for a week. Any more than that, I think we're pushing it. Also, I think one of the best rounds of funny business we've ever done. Companies with quite rude names, and we try not to laugh. We give each other the numbers. Some really, really good businesses in there today. Also, more weekend blowouts, including a man who pretends to be Donald Trump in the bedroom. It's great.
It's
enjoy.
So great.
It's so great. We often talk on this show. We haven't done for a while, actually, but we do talk about ridiculous tattoos. So remember, there was a guy that had Harry Hill tattooed on his chest for no particular reason, apart from the fact he was a massive fan of Harry Hill.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
We've got another guy who you might have seen, he's kind of gone viral, with a ridiculous tattoo. He's been in touch with us. That's in about 20 minutes.
Scott Mills.
Okay, Adam and Shrewsbury, why did you do this? It's often when people go on holiday, like this guy who's got the tattoo we're going to speak to at 1:40. Because when you're in Magaluf, it seems like a brilliant idea. Then you get home, not as good.
Yeah. Well, that's the case with a lot of things on holiday, isn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely,
you know what
yes.
I mean?
Adam from Shrewsbury, what are you doing? Just has a tattoo of the name Ben Mitchell from EastEnders.
Why do the Mitchells always get done as tattoos as well? Why is that a thing?
But it's not even Ben Mitchell's face, it's just the name Ben Mitchell.
Scott Mills.
So Funny Business is on after 2 o'clock today. Keep listening for that. We just call companies with funny names. This is what happened last time we did it.
Hello, Tony's Tackle.
Oh, I'm sorry, you just broke up there. Where am I calling?
Tony's Tackle.
Oh. Fine. Hello. My dad told me to call you because you might be able to help him out with something. But I'm not sure I've got the right number. What is it exactly you do? Tony's Tackle?
Yeah, it's a fishing tackle.
Of course.
Shooting equipment. Don't sell no sex objects because that's what a lot of people think that I sell when you mention the word Tony's Tackle.
I'm sorry that you have to even explain that.
Oh, I get all sorts of comments. How's your tackle, Tone? I've heard it all.
Are you Tony?
Yeah, I'm the man himself.
Tony with the tackle.
That's right. Yeah. I got twin boys to prove it as well.
This has escalated. Tony, my dad told me to call you.
Yeah.
What kind of tackle is it that you sell?
Obviously fishing tackle. Everything, coarse fishing, sea fishing tackle, anything you want, I got.
And if I wanted to get a large amount of tackle, you're the guy to speak to then?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Oh, amazing. So I have got the right number.
Yeah, you got the right number, mate.
All right, then.
Okay, then.
All right, cheers, Tony.
Okay, thank you very much.
What a legend.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills. Radio
1. You may have seen this guy on social media over the weekend, and he's been in touch with the show. Hello, Adam from Barnsley.
Hiya, mate.
All right?
Hiya, are you?
You've blown up online, mate.
I know.
Do you feel famous?
Not really, but I get noticed.
Do you actually?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like a tourist attraction now yourself, aren't you? You know, there's several around the UK. You've got the Angel of the North. You've got, you know, Big Ben in London. And now we've got you to add.
Yeah.
So tell everyone what you did.
Basically, I went to Magaluf in August and I woke up with a tattoo on my hand that says Sheba, which is a nightclub from where I'm from.
So you went to Magaluf with the lads, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
And there's a bar near you in Barnsley called Sheba, right?
Yeah.
So you've had what tattooed on?
Basically, my friend, it's the Sheba stamp to get in. Tattooed right. Onto my hand.
Excellent.
But this is a genius move that you had, well, maybe genius, whilst in Magaluf, right? Or did you travel out to Magaluf specifically to get the tattoo out there? I assume not. So one night you've thought, do you know what would be good? When I get back home, to get free entry, I should get a tattoo now of that bar's entry stamp.
It wasn't my idea. It was my friend.
How did you feel when you woke up with it on your hand?
Oh, I wasn't happy.
Right. I mean, we do know the tattoo fixers, but that's kind of there for the rest of your life.
You know.
I hope the bar never changes its name or owners.
I'm trying to get it covered up anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I think we might be able to adapt it. Are you a fan of Cheryl Cole? She's got a son called Bear, hasn't she? So we could change it to both Cheryl and Bear, possibly. But then you won't get the free entry. No, you won't get the free entry.
Out of interest, how much did the tattoo in Magaluf cost?
€40.
And how much is entry into Shea Bar?
It depends. It varies between like £2 to £5.
You're going to have to go there a lot to get your €40 worth, aren't you?
Yeah, I've already been a few times, so it's, I'm better to run it back.
And does your hand let you in?
Yeah.
I mean, it is sort of clever. It's a clever way of earning the money back, isn't it, on a tattoo?
Yeah. It is, but it's not. It doesn't look good.
But free entry for life to Shea Bar.
And, well, until it either changes name or shuts down.
Well, yeah. I mean, if it becomes a prism, you're in all sorts of trouble, aren't you?
Exactly.
But it looks like you're never washing, right?
Exactly.
Because when you're at work and stuff in the day, it's like, why have you still got that stamp on your hand?
It's like when you go out and then the next day it's still there and you've had a shower and it's still there, but it's there all the time. And it's not even faded.
Or worse, you're ill at home one night, you're going to work the next day and they're like, sorry, we don't believe you.
That has actually happened already.
Has it?
Before I was lying and I had to tell them, proving that I actually would have tattooed.
Mate, you've really messed this up.
I know.
Maybe we could contact the tattoo fixers for you. Do you know from the show on E4?
Yeah.
Because we're quite good mates with Alice. She's been on the show before. Maybe we could see if they could do something.
Yeah, maybe we can send a picture of your tattoo across and then they can at least draw one back and tell us what they do with it. That might be possible. Yeah, we can try do that.
We can do that for you.
Yeah, that would be nice. Thank you.
I mean, in an ideal world, what would you like it to be?
As long as it covers it up, I don't really mind.
I'll tell you what I'll do. We'll tweet Alice from Tattoo Fixers and see if it's in any way rescuable.
Yes, thank you. Scott
Mills. Do you have a horse? Then I'll need you for bangers today at 2:40. This all started yesterday when a dog made the decision on who to pick, me or Chris, on bangers. So that'll be at 2:40 this afternoon.
Well, hang on. It's not the horse deciding, is it? It's the...
Well, that's what happened yesterday.
Okay, fine. I just thought we wanted someone on horseback, but we can let the horse decide. Interested to see how that works.
Well, I mean, ideally they'd be on horseback, but then we said this yesterday, is that allowed? Are you allowed to be on your mobile while on horseback?
Oh, yeah, good point.
Is it like driving?
Good point.
We'll find that out, but it'll either be someone on horseback, and the horse will make the decision, whatever happens, at 2:40. Scott Mills. Now it's time for funny business.
Okay, you ready for this?
All right, so...
So I'm going to connect you to a business, okay? Now, the title is... It is funny. It's a good one, this. Your only job is that you don't laugh.
Okay, and then... So I'm going first?
Yeah, you're going to go first, and then...
I've got one for you, okay?
Yeah.
Neither of us know what the businesses are when we ring. Okay, connect me.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready. Let me just...
Hello, Wel Hung Me, Anna speaking.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who am I through to?
Wel Hung Me.
Wel Hung Me?
Wel Hung Me, yes.
Okay.
Who am I speaking to?
My name's Scott. Can I ask you, why is the business called that?
We sell lovely dry-aged Wel Hung Me.
Right. Was that your decision, or...?
Yes. Yeah, it's our family business.
Right. You've got, like, Daddy Well Hung.
Yeah, well, it's
whole family.
Dry-aged Well Hung Meat with, yeah,
awesome.
The whole family are involved.
Really? All right, good to speak
We're in Devon near Dartmoor. So we're based on the farm.
Oh, all right then. Nice to speak to you. Just wondered. All right, bye.
Thank you, bye.
Are they gone?
Yeah. It clearly runs in the family.
Right, it's family business.
Family business there. All good. Lovely.
Right, are you ready?
Yeah.
I've got one for you now, here we go.
Hello, BJ's on the beach.
I'm sorry, who am I speaking to?
My name's Jenny, and you're calling BJ's on the beach.
Wow.
In Canberra Sands.
Oh, okay. And what do you sell?
A little bit of everything, actually.
In what sense?
We've got beach goods.
Oh.
Alcohol.
Okay, fine. And just so I can be sure, when I, if I'm in the area, it's BJ's on the beach that I'm looking for.
That's correct, yes.
And okay, fine. Who came up with the name out of interest?
Actually, it's quite boring when you know the story. I'm the J and the BJ, and my husband Brian. So it's Brian and Jenny, and our children are Billy and Jimmy.
Of course.
It's and we're at the beach.
Yeah. So it makes sense. BJ's on the beach. Yeah.
That's it. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
We're a little family run business down in Camber Sands.
Yeah. Yeah. So B&J. Makes sense. Yeah.
Come and pop by.
Yeah, I will. I will. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah. Amazing. All right then.
Thank you very much.
I look forward to seeing the BJ's on the beach later.
Brilliant. We look forward to having you.
Wonderful. Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
I actually can't believe that one. It's just, it's Brian and, what was it, Brian and Jenny?
Yeah, BJ's.
Brian and Jenny, that's fine. BJ's on the beach there. Fine. Good game.
Really good today. Scott Mills. You see Bruno Mars getting all the birthday messages.
Yeah. Everyone was on, weren't they? I think Ed Sheeran was on.
Ed Sheeran sang him a happy birthday. What do you think Julio got him?
Oh, a bear scampi.
I think probably more scampi. That's why Julio goes to Iceland. Hey! Oh, Jax Jones, you're still a legend. Remember when you farted for us and videoed each one for a week? Oh, Jenna, I'm so sorry. I know that this is going to make it worse. I know that you're in a hospital waiting room at the moment with a lady who's reading a magazine and looked up at you disgusted, thinking that that was you doing that there.
Oh, that's going to be so awkward.
That's
now.
Awkward. So tell her it was Jax Jones. She won't know who that is, props. You don't know me. Yeah. Scott Mills. Hello, Forrest.
Hi, you right?
Yeah, so we had a dog choosing bangers yesterday. What have we got today, Forrest?
We have a very old and very wise horse for you today, Scott.
Okay. I thought Forrest was going to be the horse. No, I've been misinformed here. No offence.
That's so rude.
No. It's not rude at all. Get it all the time. Understandable.
Okay. Okay, what's your horse's name?
His name is Jonty. He thinks Jonty. He's a lot posher than he actually is.
Is he not posh then?
No, not really. He's a bit rough and ready.
But I understand your boyfriend plays polo. Posh.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. He thinks he's posh as well, but he's a bit more rough and ready than he thinks too.
Okay.
Is he rough and ready though? Or have you just found yourself a posh boyfriend there?
No. The original plan was to find a posh boyfriend, but it's backfired a little bit, I'm afraid.
Well, he plays polo, so on paper that says posh to me.
Well, to be fair, he has hung out with Prince William before playing polo.
Oh, come on!
Definitely posh!
What do you mean, rough and ready, then? So what's posh? Who would you say is posh? Like, not rough and ready posh? Who's really posh to you?
Well, I mean, the royal family are pretty posh, and we're not quite on that level.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, so Jonty's old. How old is he?
He's 24.
And has he still got the brains to make a decision, do you think, on bangers?
Yeah, definitely. He's older than age, but age is just a number.
24 is old. Is that the David Attenborough of horses there?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's got two very young girlfriends, so I think they keep him young.
Sure.
So he's doing okay.
Does Jonty do that horse dancing that you sometimes see on the TV? What's it called? Dressage.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
The horse is kicked back or something. The horse is bolted. Oh, that's good from you.
Okay. Should hello? No. She's gone. We'll try once more. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, you're there. Good.
Hi, sorry.
Did we get cut off? What did Jonty do? Press the button?
No, he's actually been quite well behaved. I think the weather screwed us up a little bit here.
Okay, here's what I've got for you today. Jonty's going to choose it off.
Yep. I create
all the bubbles at night. What a song.
I could gallop to this.
It is a galloper.
Don't need to trust a single word they say.
It's Bubbles by Biffy Clyro.
We should have got coconuts to do the thing.
That's my choice.
All right, or you can have my choice today, which is this.
Night shopping.
A bit more rough and ready, I'd say, for Jonty, but this is Roll Deep. Good times.
Okay.
Champagne, right, okay. Shopping, clip, clip, clopping.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, he's a pretty laid-back guy, but there seemed to be a bit more of a head-shaking response to Biffy Clyro.
Was there?
Oh. Yeah.
Go on, John T.
I think he sort of itched his knee for Chris's choice, but there was more of a enthusiastic head nod for Biffy Clyro.
Definite head movement.
Itching the knee? Yeah. What did that look like? Some kind of dab?
Yeah, well, it could be interpreted as that, I'm sure, but... Okay. I think there's just a bit more enthusiasm for Mr. Clara, I'm afraid.
Thanks so much. I'm glad. Thanks, Jonty.
One. Unexpected fluids.
This is Riyadh and Alex, and we are back for another round of stories of sexual encounters gone sideways.
You're not a little Jedi.
Oh my God, I am terrified.
We cover everything in and out of the bedroom.
From the embarrassing to the unusual.
The bed just goes, nah mate, and folds up on everybody. It's wildly unpredictable.
And could go just about anywhere, and usually does.
Would you have sex in a Portaloo though?
I haven't.
Download it now from BBC Sounds, or wherever you found this podcast.
There are some people who aren't Biffy Clyro fans now turning on John T. the Horse.
Yeah, it's not nice, but some people are saying some of it's funny.
Yeah.
John T.'s had an absolute mare on bangers.
Let yourself out, Kieran and Redditch. Kieran. Let yourself out.
That's funny. Are you a horse whisperer then?
It appears so. Everyone's like, oh, you should have had a cat on after a dog yesterday. You're catist. We're not catist. You're catist. But we'll try for a cat tomorrow, maybe.
Scott Mills.
Someone else that had a mare is Maya Jammer. Love Maya. Do you remember we did that Friday show with her?
Yeah.
8 weeks. Good times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, if you're on Radio 1 a lot, you are going to get the name of the artist or the song wrong from time to time. We've all done it. Like that time when there was a band, new band called the Cortinas, who I went, and here's the Cortinas.
Yes, or more recently when Little Mix teamed up I can't remember which is the right one because you confused the situation. But anyway, you came in with the Spanish and was like, Cinco.
Oh, you mean CNCO.
CNCO, that was it. You'd be like, that's Little Mix and Cinco, and did that for quite a while because you didn't know any better.
I felt like an idiot. Anyway, so there's Maya on Saturday's show, casually introducing this Muse track.
But here's Muse, Submissive Black Hole.
Now, that's not what it's called.
No, that's not right.
It's Supermassive Black Hole.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's easy mistake to make.
But here's Muse, Submissive Black Hole.
What I would say, though, Maya, for future reference, is, like, once you've done it, forget it, it's radio, it's done, it's out there, it's live. Don't go back to it after the song.
And, yeah, thank you, Rich and Preston. I did mean Supermassive Black Hole. Instead, I said something. No, it's Black Hole, isn't it?
Black Hole.
Supermassive Black Hole. I said super, what was it? I said something else. Anyway, it's really early in the morning, but it's fine.
You could have left it there, Maya.
Scott Mills.
Yesterday on the show, we were talking about the petty arguments that you have with your partner. Normally at the weekend because you're seeing them more. Sometimes the argument can continue till Monday at least.
Mm.
How was it when you got home last night? Because you mentioned a slight one that you'd had with your wife at the weekend.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up.
Sorry,
yeah,
sorry.
It was fine, yeah. It was only a silly thing where I just keep getting told off for asking stupid questions. She says it was stupid.
Like,
did you actually lock the door? And I need these things checked in my head.
Yeah.
But it was fine anyway.
Didn't mention it?
No, she mentioned it, but it's fine.
Okay, good.
I just didn't ask any stupid questions.
Right. What, all night? That's not like you. So when we did this yesterday, someone we know got in touch, and it's one of the Mack twins. It's Alana, who they were the official DJs for Love Island, remember?
Yep.
Hey, Alana.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, you all right?
Yeah, good, thank you.
So you heard us talking about this. Who's your husband, please?
TV's Luke Kempner.
TV's Luke Kempner off of Impressions?
Yay, the man of many voices, thousands of voices.
Yeah. Now, Luke Kempner's a very, very good friend of ours as well.
So what are your arguments about then? Because that's why you got in touch.
So Luke likes to argue with me in a Scottish accent. I don't know whether A, it's to infuriate me, or B, because he thinks he sounds harder. In one of his impressions of Lisa and I, he just goes like a big Scottish cackle. So anytime we're arguing, he just does that, which is, but his new thing that he likes to argue with me about is he just got a new coffee machine, which is the highlight of our life and days and household. And we've got like a milk frother.
Oh,
and
he says,
yeah, it's great. I mean, it's literally life changing. But if I don't rinse it out immediately after use, he likes to shout at me.
Oh,
and I'm like, no. Surely we can just rinse it out with the rest of the dishes.
I've actually got Luke on the other line. He didn't know. Hi, Luke.
This is like a couple of
Hi.
This is the funniest thing ever.
Did you know that this winds Alana up?
Listen, right, okay. The reason it's not to infuriate. It's sort of the most passive aggressive thing anyone can do. But it's like I think it's a bit softer than me going, yeah. Could you rinse out the milk thing? Because otherwise the milk sticks to it, and then it's going to ruin that nice expensive coffee machine we go. And it's not a milk frother, it's a steam wand. But the reason I will do that Scottish accent is because I think it sounds a bit softer. I'm like, Alana, is it okay if you take the dog out for a walk today? Alana, is it okay if, what about if you take the bins out? That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
It's like you're trying to sound like my mum.
Well, let's not go into your mother on the radio. Okay?
So Luke, you choose different voices depending on like whether you're arguing or whether you're having sexy time.
Oh,
so what is? So I'm intrigued to know both situations here. So you go full Scottish when you want to annoy her. Because it sounds a bit like her mum or something. But then, in sexy time, what is your preferred voice?
I talk like Donald Trump. It's fantastic. It's so great. We're going to have a fantastic time. Let's make a baby.
Great.
Oh, God. Is this actually happening?
Do some sexy talk, please, as Andy Murray. This will be good.
Okay. Hey, Alana, do you fancy getting all whipped up into a frenzy?
This is so weird.
I've never said whipped up into a frenzy in my normal voice, like Andy Murray.
The Trump thing is that scarred me, I think, quite a lot.
Hey, Scott,
you loved it. You loved it, really, Scott.
I've got to get in bed with him again tonight.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
It's going to be so great.
It's going to be so great. It's going to be fantastic.
Well, this is the way to deal with petty arguments in future, isn't it? Put on a voice.
Yeah.
That's what we're learning from this.
Or is it? But is there a better voice that you would rather me do, Alana?
No, just be quiet, actually, would be the advice that I could give you. Just shut up.
Never. It's my job. Don't stop me from doing my job.
I love you too.
I don't play music loudly in your ear when we're arguing, do I? Actually, that's what I should do.
You play Instagram stories very loudly, actually.
Okay. All right, well, this is turning into a domestic on the radio.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
I'm going to go, but it's good to speak to you. You're cute.
Love you all.
Love you all. Bye bye. Scott Mills. Huge gig tonight. The first BCS gig in the UK. Dion and Denise are on their way there. So is Claire. So is Molly. And so is Megan. Hey, Megan.
Hi, Scott. How's it going?
Yeah, good. So you're in the car now. Your dad's driving, right?
My mum is actually driving. Mamatron is behind the wheel.
Mamatron, okay, cool. And you're not the massive fan of BTS. It's not you, is it?
No, my little sister is. She is so excited about this gig.
And you're just going along and being like, yeah, whatever.
Pretty much.
It's huge. I'm seeing videos and that from the O2 at the moment where the gig is tonight. And there's hundreds, if not thousands, of people there already. And apparently the staff have never seen anything like it. It's hard to get over how big this group is if you don't know.
Yeah.
So, are you serious? We're stuck in traffic right now. And I didn't really know anything about this before I agreed to come with my sister. And I was thinking, oh, the traffic's getting pretty heavy. What's going on? And then listening to you guys on the radio, I was like, oh my gosh, what have we got ourselves into?
Yeah, I think until you heard us talking about it, you didn't realise how crazy it was going to be down there, did you?
Not at all. I'm really looking forward to see it, though. I've never even heard any of their songs, so this is going to be the first time.
Oh, you probably walk away a fan.
I hope so.
Yeah, I think you might. Okay, right, I'm going to play BTS. What's your sister's name?
Ella,
okay. This is for Ella and all the fans. BTS, Nicki Minaj, Idol.
Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.